Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg 22, Mbombela 25. Die Gautengse polisie sê hy het al sy hulpbronne ontplooi om Jabulani Moyo op te spoor, wat na bewering die afgelope Vrydag 2 speerders in Roodepoort doodgeskiet het. Moyo is glo gewapend met 'n gesteelde polisievuurwapen. Nasionale polisiewoordvoerder Adlena Mate sê 'n nasionale multidisciplinêre span insluitend die Valke ondersoek die voorval.
Moyo must be stopped in his tracks and he can only be prevented from committing further crimes if the community cooperates with the police by providing us with information on his whereabouts. Moyo is a dangerous criminal and we are also warning him to hand himself over to his nearest police station.
Die Suid-Afrikaanse Demokratiese Onderwysunie spreek sy kommer uit oor konsepregulasies vir die wysigingswet op basiese onderwyswette waarvoor openbare kommentaar versoek word. Sadu woordvoerder Nomusa Sebi waarskei dat die regulasies deur die minister van basiese onderwys, Siviwe Kwagube, probeer om die instelling van die wet te vertraag. Sebi sê Sadu sal sy amptelike reaksie voor die 5de September sperdatum inhandig.
SATU will exercise extreme vigilance to ensure that the regulations align strictly with the letter and spirit of the Bella Act. The union is committed to safeguarding the constitutional right of every learner to access quality education and will oppose any provisions that could undermine this right.
Die omgewingsaktiviste Makomo Lekalakala van Earthlife Africa en Leziwe Mkwaid van Green Connection is sterk gekant teen die minister van omgewing, Dion George, se goedkeuring van 'n nuwe kernkragsentrale in die Wes-Kaap. Hulle noem hoë koste, veiligheidsrisiko's en die afwesigheid van radioaktiewe afvaloplossings. Lekalakala dring aan op 'n mensgedrewe energieplan wat fokus op vinniger en goedkoper hernubare keuses soos son en windkrag.
Our concerns on the decision include no assessment of socio-economic impacts of a major nuclear incident, generation of long-lived high-level radioactive waste with no final disposal solutions as yet.
En duisende mense het die strate ingevaar in Tel Aviv, Israel, met die boodskap om die oorlog in Gaza stop te sit. Dit kom 'n dag nadat die land se regering beloof het om Gaza stad te beset en die oorlog uit te brei. Wêreldwyd word daar beroep gedoen om 'n skietstilstand ooreenkoms te bereik, terwyl menseregte organisasies wêreldwyd waarsku van 'n mensgemaakte hongersnood in die Gaza strook. Meer op jackarandofm.com, klik op news. Ek is Emil Pinar, our top story this hour. Gauteng police have deployed all possible assets to find alleged cop killer Jabulani Moyo.
Oh man, this manhunt is wild. It is wild.
Yeah.
How's it going, Emil? How you doing? Happy Sunday.
Oh, very good. Thanks, and yourself?
It's not bad. It's not bad weather out there.
Yeah, I just read the reports. I mean, it's fine and cool. Bit warmer in the low veld, but... Yeah.
It was actually quite a beautiful day yesterday. I was at Rosefest and it was really nice out. It was nice.
Yes.
And I've got to be honest, I don't know why, but I've got to do the show now, but I can't stop thinking about a lampoiki. I don't know why. I've decided in my head yesterday I was going to make a lampoiki now. I don't have a recipe. I've never made one. But
yeah.
All I can think about right now is how am I going to make a lampoiki? So if you know, as jy weet, ken jy enige lampoiki recipes nie?
Yeah, you know, my father.
Yeah.
He does all poiki.
Yeah.
Anything you can think of, he can do in a poiki.
Okay.
So I'll forward your recipe.
Okay. Well, let's get into some more music. You love you on Jacaranda FM. Good morning.
Jacaranda FM plays music. Like this.